Day 102, or April the 12th. Too little, too late. Our thoughts today are from 2 Kings chapter 23, verses 21 and 22. The king gave this order to all the people: Celebrate the Passover to the Lord your God, as it is written in the book of the covenant. Neither in the days of the judges who led Israel, nor in the days of the kings of Israel and the kings of Judah, had any such Passover been observed. Now the big picture surrounding these verses. Before judgment comes in the shape of the exile, Judah's last godly king, Josiah, repairs the temple in Jerusalem. He is the exact opposite of his grandfather Manasseh, who undid many of the good things done by his own father Hezekiah. This is the last revival before the end comes, as the Babylonian troops finally conquer Judah. The unique and beautiful Solomon's Temple in Jerusalem is ransacked by Nebuchadnezzar's army, and all its treasures are taken as booty to Babylon. It seems the end has arrived, but it's only a pause for 70 years. Then they will be able to return, just as God promised. And now our action step for today. Right at the end, the tribe of Judah finally got its act together. They celebrated Passover properly and as taught in Scripture. Sadly, it was too late and they were taken away into exile, just as God had said. Don't fall into the trap of thinking that there's always tomorrow. There isn't always tomorrow. One day, we will have our last chance and we don't know that it's the last one. But if we don't get another, for whatever reason, then it was. Paul makes it starkly clear when he writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2, Indeed, the right time is now. Today is the day of salvation. Why put it off? Where's the benefit? God is truly trustworthy. If you need to start at the very beginning with salvation, please re-listen to day 21. If you are a believer already, but have stalled for some reason, ask God to restart your spiritual engine so you can enjoy God's will for your life. Then you won't be too late.